To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As for Jaylen Brown, you heard Brad Stevens there talking about this upcoming season. I thought that comment at the end was a very good comment about we'll see what the chip on their shoulder is. I can tell you this already. Jaylen Brown, the chip on his shoulder has not gone anywhere. It has not. And for all the talk that we've heard from Jaylen Brown about how he had to adjust his game and change his role and not score as much and be more of a playmaker and do this and do that and all these things, make these sacrifices that he had to make, there's more of this. Just Monday it was, that Noah Dalzell over there at Celtics Blog, and I apologize if I'm saying her name wrong, Noah Dalzell, had a piece with quotes from Jaylen Brown that you've probably heard by now, but I'll go over them again for you here. Brown, it's been a long journey here in Boston, Brown said. I've had to deal with a lot. Feel like I haven't been able to be myself in certain capacities because of my politics or because of the politics and because maybe people feel uncomfortable with who I am. I disagree with a lot of things, he said. I've had to change roles, styles. I've had to do things that other players of my talent just haven't had to do, and I've been okay with them because I've always been a team guy. I feel like sometimes that gets taken for granted. Taken for granted. I'm extremely grateful that we won a championship. I'm extremely grateful that we've been able to have success, and that's what it's about. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. I want the next generation to know that as well. It's okay to play your role on the team. It's okay to do whatever, but don't let that define you. Couple of things. Number one, does anyone find the timing of these comments odd? Because I do. This is a weird time for Jaylen Brown to be going back into the whole, I had to make sacrifices, I had to change my game, I had to do this, I had to do that. On the eve of a season where he is not going to have to do that. This season, Jaylen Brown is going to have to be himself and Jason Tatum. He's going to have to, the whole offense, like he's going to be the whole offense, right? They'll run plays to try and get Derek White open to shoot threes and things like that. But Derek White's not a creator the way Jaylen Brown is offensively. Anfernee Simons, if they even friggin' keep him, if Anfernee Simons is not the type of slasher and scorer that Jaylen Brown is, I don't think. I mean, I know Brown's been, you know, taking a back seat these last couple of years, but when Jaylen Brown is at his best, he's better than Anthony Simons. Come on. Simons is a guy that can create his own offense, sure, but not like Jaylen Brown. And who else are we even talking about? Right? Who else are we really discussing on this team? Torrey Craig? You know, like I don't really think that that's
we mentioned the legend himself, Georges Niang.
Georges Niang, again, if he sticks
he's
around.
He's a shooter.
What's that other guy they got? The guy they signed?
Luka Garza.
Garza, yeah, Luka Garza, the other Luka.
The new Luke Kornet.
You know, so like that's, we're not talking about a whole bunch of other guys that he's going to have to take a back seat. He's going to have to adjust his game to. No, Jaylen, you're the guy now. This year, you are the guy. You are going to be the guy. They are going to ask you not to defer to Jason Tatum or not to take a back seat to the offense running through somebody else, whatever it is that you're still all butthurt about. You're the guy now. So what are you still bitching about this for? Like, it's just weird to hear that. Maybe he's taking stock of everything that led up to this moment, or why? I have no idea. I really don't. But when I hear about Brad Stevens talking about the chip on his shoulder, let's see if these guys have a chip on their shoulder. Well, Jaylen Brown does. But the chip on his shoulder isn't geared towards the rest of the NBA and people who in the league don't think that he's the best, you know, whatever. That's when I think of a chip on your shoulder going out there with something to prove in a big season like that. I think about, you know, guys who are maybe considered by the league not to be all that great anymore, and you want to go out and show them and prove them wrong. In this case, Jaylen Brown, the chip on his shoulder is still over having to sacrifice his role as a scorer the year the Celtics won the championship. It's like, buddy, you won the championship that year. It worked. It worked out great. Why are you still talking about this? And why are you talking about it right before a season where you're going to be the man? You know, like, can he get past this? Is he going to be able to move on from this and play? And
yeah, absolutely.
I hope so. I mean, listen, Jaylen, I really hope so. I don't want this to be a lost season. I don't think there's any reason this should be a lost season. You, Derek White, and George Niang, and whoever, other Luka and the rest of these guys, you should still be able to go out there and play, all right? You should still be able to go out there and avoid the play-in tournament, be in the top six. I expect that from this team. I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation. We'll see what Greeny says. Maybe I heard Terp today. What did Terp say? Celtics could be a bottom five defense this year?
That's what I was hearing. Andy was saying in the crossover that they could score 120, but they could allow 145.
I got to tell you, that's the hottest take Terp's ever had. That is a
usually
very, very
cool,
hot take.
Calm, and collected Terp. All of a sudden, bang!
Terp's panicking a little bit. And listen, the offseason's not over. There could be more moves to come here. Probably not big ones, but you never know. I mean, you never know what Brad Stevens is going to do. And I still trust Brad Stevens to be able to put a team together. And if things aren't clicking right away, I trust him to go out and do what needs to be done in season. I mean, he's been proven to be good at that. He's proven to have a real knack for those type of moves. With that being said, I'm a little worried about Jaylen. I'm a little worried about Jaylen Brown and where sort of his head's at. If this is something he's still that hung up on, then I wonder, A, is he just very hypersensitive to all of this? Or did he talk to Joe Mazzulla? Have they sort of gone over what the plan's going to be for this year? And maybe it's still not exactly what he wants. You know, like, I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know. Jaylen Brown does not address things directly all the time. A lot of times it's very vague. A lot of times he sort of speaks in riddles and, you know, leaves it open to interpretation and things like that. I'm different. I've done different things. I've upset people. I've made people not like me. Things like that. I appreciate those who show. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like, he's got sort of a mysterious vibe about the way he says these things. Even when that whole thing happened with the black Hebrew Israelites went out around the Barclays Center and he was like, yeah, I love the energy. And they were like, that's a hate group. Like, that is not, you don't like that energy, right? That's not, you don't really like that energy. Hanging out with Kanye West, you know, Kyrie, and that was years ago. And I'm not bringing this back up to use it as a cudgel against him, but, you know, that was just maybe sort of an insight into the way his mind works in certain settings, certain situations. Not quite, you know, not quite being able to get to the point that he wants to, feeling like others are holding him back. I think all of that kind of applies to this. And Jaylen Brown is going to be the most important player on that team this year, by far. He's going to be the most important Celtic this year. And this is going to be a year where the Bruins, I don't think anyone really expects them to do anything. You know, I don't think people are expecting this to be a playoff year for the Bruins. In the winter, Bruins and Celtics, yes.
Well, just Brian on Twitch has got what you were referencing with Jaylen Brown out, the Israelites.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, right, yeah. Israel United in Christ. I thought it was the Black Hebrew Israelites, but I guess it's something else. Anyway, they were gathered outside the arena. The extremist group, quote T to the video, said energy. That was when the Nets suspended Kyrie for not getting vaccinated, right? And then the players' union, because he's in big time rep in the players' union. Jaylen Brown is. They keep sending him back there as a rep. So, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of that really applies to what's coming up this season. But I do wonder. I do wonder if there's still just a lingering issue with him in this city, him in this state, him in this whole area that he just can't get past. I wonder if that's the problem. And I'd hate to think that it is. I'd hate to think that it is. I would hate to lose Jaylen Brown. I would hate for him to, you know, just shoot his way out of town, and then they got to trade him for pennies on the dollar because everyone knows he's disgruntled or whatever. Like that, if that's the way it ends up going with Jaylen Brown, that would really bum me out. I would love for him to be a Celtic for life. He's one of my favorite players in the league. But, man, I'll tell you, these quotes and sort of the timing of them and what this upcoming season, what I was expecting it to sort of be and sort of look like, I was expecting Jaylen Brown to have some quotes like, now you're going to see what I can do. Now you're going to see what a Jaylen Brown-led team is capable of. You're going to see, I made sacrifices. I'm not going to be doing that this year. This year it's my team, and this year you're going to see what you've been missing these last couple of seasons. And get ready because I'm feeling good and I'm ready to go out there with the green light to score and run the offense and blah, 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 blah. I would just expect more optimism, you know, more excitement. More of...
Well, you know, Jaylen, he's a very stoic player. I mean, he shows his emotions on the court, and yes, he's sort of vague when it comes to these quotes or anything like that.
But there's no excitement or optimism or anything. It's all just sort
right.
of...
He's a guy who, like, stands on business and is focused on, like, the here and now.
Yeah, and he's focused on... slights from years ago, you know. I don't know. I'm worried that's an odd place for him to be right now. That's an odd stuff for him to be thinking about on the eve of the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Andrew in Plymouth. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up?
Jaylen Brown, he kind of baffles me. He's the highest player, paid player in the NBA, and yet he's not top 20 in statistical category, maybe besides turnovers. He can't dribble, and yet he just complains.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Andrew, the money aspect of it, I don't think is one that I would use to say you shouldn't complain or whatever. He did make sacrifices, and he did have to do those things after signing his max contract to be the second banana there to Jason Tatum and for the team to run the way that Mazzulla wanted it to run. You know, Joe Mazzulla ball is raining three-pointers. Jaylen Brown is not some great three-point shooter. He's good. He's not great. And he never really was a great three-point shooter. He's a slasher. He's a scorer. He's got a pretty good mid-range game, and he can make three. It's not like he can't. But that's not, you know, like...
He's streaky when it comes to shooting.
You adjust to
He's a great player, just a streaky
right,
shooter.
Right, you adjust to the team and the way that you play on the team and the way the team's going, and it worked, and they won the championship, and so, you know, that all sort of worked out. I'm not going to beat him up for that. I will say this, though. For all the talk about how, you know, I disagree with the team, and, you know, the team doesn't let me be myself, and the team this, the team that, the team made you fabulously wealthy. The team made you a max player. A max player. They gave you that. They invested in you. They made it so you and your family will never have to worry about anything for the rest of their natural lives. And that goes, that's generational bloodline type of wealth right there. You know, like that's, and I to still hear him go on about that after the team did make that commitment to him. And they didn't let me be myself. Well, they paid you $400 million, you know, like. You can be yourself now, I guess. They made you, you know, if they had balked at that, they had said, we don't want to invest that type of money in this guy because we don't believe in him, then yeah, I could maybe see why he'd still be sort of bent out of shape about it, but they didn't. They committed to him. So what's the problem, I guess? I don't know. 617-779-7937. Steve is in Maine. Hey, Steve. Oh, my board is frozen. Can you get to Steve, please? Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Steve?
Not much. Yeah, I think he's just sick and tired of everybody talking about trading him. I think he just wants to be out of here. Be go somewhere where he wants to be, where you like the fans like him, and not like every 6 months they're talking about trading him. I think he just wants out.
Okay. I mean, listen, maybe he does. I don't think that in the last couple of years there's been talks of trading Jaylen Brown every 6 months. There were early in his career, and there were some rumblings here and there about, all right, well, now that Tatum's out, what are they going to do? Are they going to, you know, blow up the rest of the roster?
Yeah,
how
many players were listed in hypothetical Jaylen Brown trades? There was
over the years, millions.
Yeah, Durant.
Butler, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. I mean, it's a long, long list over the years. Absolutely. No question about it. But to say that the fans... he doesn't like it here because the fans aren't big enough fans of Jaylen Brown. That's not true. That is not true. Fans in the city love Jaylen Brown. Love Jaylen Brown. That is not debatable. If you go to Celtics games, he gets a lot of love in the city. There was a guy, when they won the championship, there was a guy who dressed up like Jaylen Brown. He kind of looked like, he wasn't as tall, obviously, but he like did his hair like him, kind of, you know, big muscular guy. And, he would wear, like, the full uniform with the, you know, the shoes and the jersey and the shirt and all that, and he'd walk around and take pictures with people. I don't know if anybody actually thought this guy was Jaylen Brown, but, you know, like, he's popular enough that he has, like, I don't know, you ever been to Hollywood and you walk by the Oriental Theater and there are those people, like, dressed up like Star Wars and, you know, like, Disney characters and stuff like that? Jaylen Brown basically has, like, an impersonator. Or he did have an impersonator walking around Boston. Yeah, it doesn't happen if you're not popular. He's very popular. 617-779-7937. Let's try JD in the car. Go ahead, JD. And once again, you're going to have to do this here for me. Go ahead.
How you doing?
What's
just
up,
wanted
Jay?
To call in and your thoughts on can Jaylen Brown, you know, take over as the number one? Obviously, this year he has to. But if he averages 30 points a game, could Tatum come back and be kind of, you know, second fiddle to him?
Yeah, I think that, sorry, JD, if you had more, but that's absolutely an outcome I think could happen here. Jason Tatum is going to be coming back from a ruptured Achilles. I know he's young, but he's not that young. All right, he's in his late 20s now. Like, that's...
he's 1 year younger than Jaylen Brown.
Right, but Jaylen Brown's not coming off of major, you know, Achilles surgery. So I think that that's the main difference here. Jason Tatum, we don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. There's a very good chance when he comes back, he is not the player he once was, and he's not the player Jaylen Brown currently is. And yeah, that may change the dynamic, and if it does, okay.
It could even be a temporary thing, like if Tatum is not at full strength and his miraculous recovery brings him to the end of this upcoming season for a potential playoff run. There's a possibility that Tatum is sort of eased into it, and Jaylen is still the number one guy. Like, because when you fully come back and you're the first game you're eligible to come back for, it still probably takes another year with an injury like this to really get your legs under him.
Sometimes.
Make him feel like himself.
Yeah. Dominique Wilkins tore his Achilles back in the 90s. He came back the next year and was very good. Durant, after his Achilles, was good when he came back. Klay Thompson missed the whole year. He came back and was not great for the first year or two, but now is sort of settled back in. So I don't know. I mean, it's different different players. If I had to guess, I would say Jason Tatum is probably the type of guy who can come back and be good. But we'll see. We'll see what sort of year Jaylen Brown has. If Jaylen Brown becomes a 30-point-per-game scorer, okay, then yeah, you're gonna have to go back to the drawing board there with Mazzulla or whoever, you know, the coach is at that time. If it's not Mazzulla, I think it will be. But, you know, you're going to have to go with the coach and say, all right, how's this new offense going to look? Because we have a legitimate 30-point-per-game night guy here. How do we redo this?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.